time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator Susan Collins on Monday afternoon became the third Republican senator to oppose the Graham-Cassidy bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, leaving it with just 49 votes, effectively killing the legislation.
There are many problems in the Affordable Care Act that do need to be fixed. However, it was clear to me that the Graham-Cassidy bill was not the answer. It had three major flaws. First, it made sweeping and fundamental changes in the traditional Medicaid program. It would have changed the program in a way that would have put healthcare at risk for some of our most vulnerable citizens, including disabled children and low-income seniors, by cutting $1 trillion out of the program from the years 2020 to 2036. So that was of great concern to me. Second, the bill clearly opened the door to weakening the protections for people with pre-existing conditions like asthma or cancer or diabetes or arthritis. It would require insurers to offer them insurance and to renew their insurance, but their rates could well be unaffordable. There was no definition in the bill of affordability.
Collins' decision came after the Congressional Budget Office released a preliminary report saying that millions of Americans would lose coverage by 2026 and $1 trillion would be cut from Medicaid. The bill's apparent defeat came after an updated version was released early Monday that would have given extra funds to both Maine and Alaska in an obvious effort to buy support from Collins of Maine and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski. The Senate Finance Committee held the one and only hearing on Graham-Cassidy on Monday afternoon. The hearing was delayed due to protests in which 181 people were arrested.
I'd like to welcome everyone, and I do mean everyone. If you want a hearing, if you want a hearing, you better shut up.
On Monday night, CNN held a debate between independent and Democratic Senators Bernie Sanders and Amy Klobuchar and Republicans Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy. When asked about the president's attacks on John McCain for his opposition of the repeal and replace bill, Lindsey Graham stood up for his friend.
He is one of my dearest friends in the world, and John McCain can do whatever damn he wants to. Mm-hmm. He's earned that right. Now, so Senator McCain has talked about a better process. John, if you're listening. If we fall short, we'll try to have a better process. Nobody respects you more than I do. So to any American who's got a problem with John McCain's vote, all I can tell you is that John McCain was willing to die for this country, and he can vote any way he wants to, and it doesn't matter to me in terms of country.
It's now uncertain whether the bill will come to the floor for a vote or not. Following Donald Trump's address to the UN and his subsequent tweets referring to Kim Jong-un as Little Rocket Man and threatening that they might not be around much longer, North Korea's foreign minister said that the U.S. had declared war on his country.
The growing concern comes after President Trump stepped up his personal insults against Kim Jong-un, labeling him Little Rocket Man and tweeting he won't be around much longer. Beyond rhetoric, the U.S. this weekend flew two advanced bombers near North Korea's border. North Korea's foreign minister replied today. Since the United States declared war on our country, he said, we will have the right to make countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. bombers even outside North Korean airspace.
During Monday's White House press briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders disputed their interpretation of the president's bluster.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosello said that the island is on the brink of a humanitarian crisis and called on Congress to increase funding in order to prevent further disaster, with little response from Washington. The president had tweeted 20 times about the NFL over the weekend, but remained mum on Puerto Rico until Monday night when, in a series of tweets, he appeared to blame Puerto Rico's financial issues for its problems. Following a weekend report that Jared Kushner had used a private email account for White House business, the New York Times is reporting that at least six of Trump's closest advisors, including Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, Gary Cohn, Stephen Miller, and Ivanka Trump, occasionally use private email addresses to discuss White House matters. And the NFL protests continued on Monday Night Football when the Dallas Cowboys, along with their owner Jerry Jones, knelt before the national anthem, then stood and linked arms during it. The president stoked controversy around the protest by suggesting that team owners fire players who kneel during the national anthem and claiming that the protests have nothing to do with race. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Our work is 100% listener funded, and we can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.